With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin back in the hospital and has transferred authority to his deputy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Austin was transported to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on Sunday afternoon with symptoms pointing to an emergent bladder issue. The secretary, who transferred authorities to his deputy, Kathleen Hicks, is recovering from prostate cancer surgery in December. He caused a controversy by keeping his diagnosis, treatment, and earlier hospital stay a secret from the White House. Austin returned to work at the Pentagon 2 weeks ago. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Julie Walker reports on the race to replace former Representative George Santos of New York.
The race to replace disgraced Republican former Representative George Santos is in the final stretch, with Republican Nassau County legislator Mozzie Pilup and Democratic former U.S. Representative Tom Suozzi battling for votes in New York's 3rd Congressional District, covering parts of Long Island and a sliver of Queens. Both candidates launching a blitz of last-minute ads. Early voting in the special election began February 3rd. Polls closed Tuesday night. Julie Walker, New York.
Heavy snowfall spreading over parts of the Northeast starting late today into Tuesday. Some areas expected to get up to 2 inches of snow an hour. And in the southwestern U.S., a winter storm advisory has been issued for eastern New Mexico, which got its first notable snowfall of the season. Israeli forces rescuing two hostages after storming a heavily guarded apartment in a densely packed town in the Gaza Strip and extracting them under fire. Israel describing Rafah as the last remaining Hamas stronghold. The Dow up 125 points, but the Nasdaq is down 30. This is SRN News. Are you married?
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, 51% of American adults are married, one of the lowest percentages in the country's history. A total of 69% of poll respondents say they're in some kind of committed relationship, leaving 30% of adults single, a majority of whom say they plan to stay that way. Meanwhile, a record number of people who are 40 years old are not married these days, 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
One Indian state has approved an unprecedented uniform code for marriage, divorce, adoption, and inheritance for Hindus, Muslims, Christians, and all other religious communities. The new legislation passed in northern Uttarakhand has enraged Muslims in particular, who oppose clauses that ban polygamy and set a minimum age for marriage for both men and women. This is SRN News. New York is expanding a curfew to additional migrant shelters. Mayor Eric Adams' administration imposing an 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew at 20 migrant shelters starting Monday after initially placing the restrictions at four other locations. The Daily News reports the curfew impacting about 3,600 migrants. Another fight among adults at a high school basketball game.
But this involved the wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., the namesake son of New York mob boss John Gotti. 55-year-old Kimberly Gotti and her 25-year-old daughter Gianna, they're accused of assaulting a woman after the lady had asked them to stop cursing at players. The woman says the pair punched her, pulled off her hat and wig, and additional people joined in the fracas. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.